How are you, Dick?
Well, we're making it over here. It's been an interesting week as far as the virus goes in the state. Especially in the southern part of the country, southeastern part of the country. It's not too bad here, but I think those of us here on the West Coast have a different idea of whether we're supposed to follow the rules versus the rest of the country. We're social distancing here. We're wearing masks here, and it's treated us very, very well over the last couple weeks, whereas a lot of the country's not doing that, guys.
And as far as the major league is concerned, of all your professional sports, probably the worst hit, and the NBA as well. But a 60-game schedule, I read, is looking like is where they're going to end up.
Yeah, and not only a 60-game schedule, a 60-game mandated schedule, which that is probably the most disappointing thing of this all. Not only has it been a negotiating embarrassment between baseball players and owners over the last 6 to 8 weeks, the fact that you had to finally just mandate a season and really not come to any agreement on a season. That's the most embarrassing thing of it all, is they're just going to end up playing. We'll see what type of season we have, how fired up the players are to play this year. But yes, they will have a 60-game season. We'll have a standard playoffs of 10 teams. The expanded playoffs is not going to happen this year, and it appears that they're going to start the training camp beginning of July and get about 3 weeks worth of prep, which is about what you need to get pitchers ready, to get position players ready to play baseball. The pitchers are what you really are concerned about, because if you start pitchers too quickly, I'd imagine it's the same in cricket. You start pitchers too quickly, throwing too hard too quickly, they can really have some arm issues. So you really got to build those guys slowly.
Dick, what are we hearing or reading about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? How have they caused the stir?
Boy, you've got me, guys. I've been on Twitter up until about the last 2 hours, but I haven't read anything lately on Tom Brady. What's the story?
Well, something about they've been doing workout sessions when being advised not to.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, I mean, he's been working out. There's been helicopters that have flown over. They've flown over parks with Tom Brady working out with some of his players. I haven't read anything as far as them actually breaking any NFL regulations. But there has been a lot of spies out there, looking at Tom and seeing what he's doing with his teammates. But I don't think it's been anything that really raises more than maybe an eyebrow amongst those who aren't really Tom Brady fans in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of people like to hate Tom Brady, in particular over there in America. And I think when they try and see him do something outside the boundaries, or what they perceive to be outside the boundaries, they're always complaining. But what about this disturbing news in NASCAR, Dick, after a noose was found in the pit garage of Bubba Wallace? What's the latest with that?
Yeah, guys, I mean, I guess the only positive that came out of it was what happened prior to the race, what happened after the race. So what happened the day before, the early morning before the race, was that a noose was found in the lone African-American driver on NASCAR, Bubba Wallace's garage. And it's just an absolutely heinous act of racism. But how it transpired after that, I think, was very positive. I'm sure that many of you have seen the images prior to the race of the NASCAR family getting together on the track and pushing Bubba Wallace's car to the front of the line. Bubba was right in this race yesterday until the very, very end. He was in third place with about 10 minutes left to go in the race. He ended up finishing down the pack a little bit, but then he was able to have a really stirring, emotional press conference afterwards outside with the limited number of fans that were actually there. But, I mean, if you can turn a positive out of a very, very negative situation, I think NASCAR did a pretty good job of that yesterday.
Dick, in NFL land, Dak Prescott. And it's been an intriguing contract saga, where the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and now he's signed the franchise tag contract, which locks him in for next year. Is he certain to be their long-term quarterback?
Well, it's not a certainty, but I think this was a big move for Dallas. It showed at least a bit of a commitment by Dak Prescott to stay a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has been, I think, rightfully so, hesitant on giving Dak Prescott money that clearly his play has shown he doesn't deserve. See, what happens, guys, with the quarterbacks is quarterbacks aren't paid primarily based upon what they've done and what they should make. They're basically paid if you're the next, top 10 quarterback to come up for a contract, then your argument is, well, I'm the next guy, so I should be the highest paid guy because revenues in football and salaries in football just continue to go up. So if I'm Dak Prescott and I'm really only about the 8th or 10th best quarterback in the NFL, I should get number one money. I should get Russell Wilson money because it's my turn. I should get Patrick Mahomes money because it's my turn. Well, the Cowboys are like, well, wait a second. You shouldn't be paid as the best quarterback in football just because it's 2020 and not 2018 anymore. You should only be paid as the best in football if you're the best quarterback in football. So that's where the discord is between the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Dak wants to make that $35 to $40 million per year in a contract. The Cowboys are much more willing to pay him in the $30 million range. So at least they postponed that for a year by giving him that franchise tag of $31 million, which is a lot closer to what Dallas feels like he's worth versus what Dak feels like he's worth. And so it's going to be up to Dak. Hey, Dak, you play like a top three quarterback in the NFL this year, then the Cowboys are going to pay you like that next year. But if you're just very good, good to very good, and the Cowboys finished 9-7 and missed the playoffs, then you know what? I think we're going to be back in the same boat next year, and Dak may take off and not get the money from the Cowboys.
What about the National Women's Soccer League Challenge Cup? It starts this weekend, but we still see players dropping out of the roster due to COVID-19.
Yeah, it appears that we've got some issues there, guys. And it's very unfortunate that there's been the pull out there, and hopefully we don't follow suit in some of these other sports. But as we mentioned, guys, we're seeing such a spike in the coronavirus, particularly in places like Florida, where baseball is supposed to be playing here soon, basketball is supposed to be playing here soon. The whole league in basketball is going to be playing, and then Florida's got a couple of baseball teams as well that's going to be playing there. That's really unfortunate, guys. And I hope that we don't get to a point where we're going to have a shutdown. But I also hope that people realize here in the States what it seems like you guys in Australia and New Zealand have already realized, and that is wear your masks, stay 6 feet apart. Don't go into crowded bars and party like Novak Djokovic did, and now he has coronavirus. I mean, you just have to be smart. And unfortunately, there are so many people in this country, the rugged individualist American, that America gets called. It's being shown out, guys. We got way too many people in this country that think coronavirus is a thing of the past. It's no big deal. The older people can protect themselves by staying at home. Meanwhile, I'm just going to go out and do whatever I want to do. It's a farce, guys, and it's costing us. I mean, it's spiking the viruses again, and it could cost us our sports this summer and fall.
And we've had the first player pull out of the NBA restart, Davis Bertans from the Washington Wizards. Trevor Ariza said he's not going to play from the Blazers as well. I guess especially players from those teams, which really won't make an impact in the season, the playoffs going forward, are probably more likely to pull out.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we're not going to see an effect on who wins the championship unless stars start pulling out. And that would rock the league. I mean, if you have a player like Bertans or a player like Ariza, who's a fourth or fifth best player on a team that may not even make the playoffs anyway, not that big a deal. If you get one of the top 10 players in the NBA who could legitimately make an impact on whether his team makes the finals or wins the finals, then all of a sudden you're at a competitive imbalance, and that could really throw it out of whack. Let's hope we don't go there.
Dick, always great to get an update, mate. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe over there.